Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
A young woman who survived lung cancer has a message to share. Let's go in-depth with Stephanie Langstrat, principal at PCM Middle School. So, Stephanie, may I ask how old you are?
Sure, 35. 35.
That's a youngster to me. That's very young.
Thank you.
Well, and why it's relevant, I mean, normally I don't ask people that, but you've had lung cancer.
Yeah, I have.
And when was that? When were you diagnosed?
2012, the summer of 2012.
So you were 33, I presume.
33, yeah.
What made you go in? What were your symptoms?
Well, I remember specifically in May, I was out of work for a week, and that was abnormal for me. But it was started with a sinus infection. Well, that's what I thought it was. Nothing that is out of the ordinary for me. I usually don't get the flu. I'll get something, sinus related. So I thought it was just another sinus infection. So I did what I normally do, drink my tea and do all those home remedies, and didn't really seem to go away. So decided to go to the doctor, checked me out for about 10 minutes and assumed that it was bronchitis, put me on an antibiotic through the week, gave it some time to work, and eventually I just didn't really ever feel better, but enough to get back into my routine, come to work, and do what I do, but did it very exhaustingly. I was extremely tired. Now, my sinus infection seemed to go away, but the tiredness never really did. And I had this consistent cough, very annoying cough, that didn't produce anything. It was just a cough and very tired. And so about a month of dealing with that, I got really, really tired of being tired and decided to go back to the doctor. And my doctor at that time decided to do a chest x-ray because I came back in for the same thing that I was there for, you know, a month ago. So she decided to go ahead and order me a chest x-ray, and it just kind of went on from there. So chest x-ray showed a little spot. They thought right away it was pneumonia, and the radiologist took a look at it and decided it wasn't a pneumonia spot. So further testing began from that. So I just went in for what I thought was a simple sinus infection / bronchitis, and that's how it all started.
And so when did they say you've got cancer?
That was, let's see, May it started. I went through the month of June. I did all these tests. I saw specialists. They did everything under the sun they could do as far as testing-wise, because my specialist, which was a pulmonologist, was 99% sure it wouldn't be cancer due to my age and my health. So went through every single test they could think of. And in July 20th, to be exact, I was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer.
Stage 4. And what does that exactly mean?
Stage 4 means that it has traveled. The tumor has traveled into other areas of the body. They determined that because there was a spot on my liver as well. So they were assuming at that time that my lung cancer had spread to the liver, which is abnormal for lung cancer. It usually spreads up. So at that time, they were unsure of the exact happening of my tumor, but there was a spot on my liver and then a pretty good-sized tumor on my lung. So they rated that at stage 4.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about lung cancer awareness with Stephanie Langstrat. So what emotions were you going through?
It's indescribable, really. I sat there, and the strange thing was is I was going to go to that appointment by myself, because not only were my doctors sure it wasn't cancer, I was not worried about it at all. I just thought it was some glitch. There was, you know, something in there that could be fixed, no problem. Wasn't scared at all. And the strange thing was is that my stepdad at the time was going through procedures for tongue cancer. And the day before my appointment, which was on Friday, the day before my stepdad was supposed to have a procedure to remove his cancer from his tongue, but that actually didn't happen because he had a reaction to the anesthetic. So they had to put his off, which freed my mom up to come with me to my appointment. I said, "Mom, take care of Eddie. Take care of that. I'll be fine. You don't need to worry about me." She had a lot on her plate. So I said, no big deal. I'll go. And she wasn't okay with that. So she was going to come with me anyway, and she ended up coming with me. And when we were told that it was lung cancer, my body started tingling, and just my temperature, I think, rose. All I can remember is being real hot and tingly, and remember looking at my mom, who was white as a ghost, and just looking at her and her looking at me. I was speechless, and all she could say was, "Really? It's going to be okay. This is going to be okay." That's all she could say. But seeing that look on her face, I knew it was pretty serious. And that was followed up by my doctor saying, "We need to rush you over to get a scan, an MRI of your brain, because we need to know if it has spread to the brain." So it was a bam, bam, walk in, how you feeling? You have stage 4 lung cancer. We need to rush you over to go get a scan of your brain. Just like that. My immediate reaction was I actually kicked the doctor's foot and told her to shut up, jokingly, because I didn't believe it. I mean, how could that be possible? That was what I recall.
We should tell everybody that your mom's a cancer survivor, too.
My mom is a cancer survivor, bless her heart. She is a breast cancer survivor. She's been a survivor for, well, over 7 years, and one of the most amazing, strongest women I've ever known. She's been through so much in her life, and yeah, she is a breast cancer survivor.
Well, and you're a 30 at the time, 33-year-old, strong, healthy woman.
Yep.
With lung cancer. Had you ever smoked?
Nope. Never been a smoker. Was never really exposed to secondhand smoke more than anybody else. No, unexplainable.
So, and do you think it's an environmental kind of thing that happened, or what? Do we know? Is there any way to know?
There is really no way to know, but because of my history and my health, the leading cause of lung cancer in non-smokers is radon, exposure to radon.
Do you have any idea if you've been exposed to it? I presume we're all exposed to it, but I mean, have you gone back and looked at different, your home, workplaces?
No, my childhood home, you know, is occupied, and it would have been a little strange maybe to knock on the door and say, "Can I please test this house for radon?" But, you know, Iowa in general is a state of high risk for radon exposure. And I don't know how many people know that in the state of Iowa, but it makes so much sense to me that we're living in essentially a cesspool of radon here in the state of Iowa and in the Midwest. And the number of lung cancer diagnoses due to radon exposure is growing. And so there's no doubt in my mind that that's what caused mine.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about lung cancer awareness with Stephanie Langstrat. And so how are you doing now?
I'm wonderful.
You look strong, healthy.
I am strong and I am healthy. Sometimes it seems like it didn't even happen, but then I have reminders. I have reminders physically and I have reminders mentally that I went through I went through a nasty case of lung cancer.
And so they took out the spot, they took out part of your lung. What did they do?
Yeah. I went in up to the Mayo Clinic to have a lobectomy. So part of my lung has been removed, and the tumor was removed, and a few lymph nodes were removed. It had spread to lymph nodes, so it's a good thing we caught it when we did, because it was ready to go. Turns out the spot on my liver was not related to lung cancer, and by some miracle, it lit up on the PET scan like it was cancer. And I don't know what happened, but a few tests later, the liver spot has shrunk, and it has not lit up since. So after my lobectomy, they were 2 weeks later, actually, I was going to go and have that spot on my liver removed, which wasn't going to be an easy process. But the experts up at Mayo decided that that wasn't going to be necessary. Thank the Lord. So I was not ready. Mentally or physically, I was not ready to go under the knife again. So I am now stage at 3B. So I was originally staged at stage 4 just because of the spot on the liver. But because of the further testing and research, my final diagnosis after everything was all said and done was stage 3B.
What does that mean?
Stage 3B means that there was a tumor and it spread to lymph nodes on the opposite side of the chest. So that's basically what it means. Stage 4 means that it has spread to other organs or other spots in the body. And turns out that because my liver came back as non-cancerous, they upped my stage to 3B. And that just simply means that some of my lymph nodes were infected on the opposite side of my chest.
Well, in November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month, and that's why we're talking.
Yes.
And one of the things that you've told me about before that I've known that you've done is that you're pushing for radon testing in schools, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Does that happen? Is that part of the procedure? And your principal at PCM, I've told people that.
Yep.
And you told me the testing's been done here, but how about other places?
No, you know, it hasn't been made mandatory to test for radon specifically in schools. Now, the legislation has made huge strides in making that happen. But right now, as it stands, it is not a requirement, but it is highly suggested among school districts to test their schools for radon, especially here in Iowa, where the levels of radon are extreme. And so here at PCM, I think it was a way to show their support to me. They did come in and have our buildings tested for radon. And at the time, we had a preschool housed in the middle school building here. Now, preschools are mandated to test for radon, but elementaries, secondary schools are not. So it just doesn't make sense to me because kids spend a majority of their lives in a school building. And many hours of the day are spent in a school building, but nothing is required.
And so you would appreciate the public's help in terms of talking to legislators?
Absolutely. That's the main way to get anything done. Just find your local representative and mention. Like for the safety of our kids. I mean, we have cameras, we have all these other safety procedures put in place in schools, but the air that they breathe, there's a good chance that it's not safe.
So I guess you're saying that theoretically, while we're prepared for, you know, all kinds of things to happen to our kids, the one thing that could well happen to them, we're just ignoring?
Yes. Don't get me wrong, there have been huge efforts to inform people of this dangerous substance that we could be breathing in and that we are breathing in. There's no doubt about it. But it's just not enough. It's just not enough to keep our kids safe and to keep people safe, their homes, everybody's homes, businesses, hospitals. What are we doing to ensure that we're breathing quality air? And that's hard to do this day and age because there's a lot of things out there other than radon that we're breathing in that can cause us sickness. And this is one place to start. It's cheap to test. It's easy to test. And in most cases, it's cheap to fix. makes perfect sense to me.
Now, what else would you like our listeners to know during November Lung Cancer Awareness Month?
You know, there's a lot of different cancers out there, too many. There's too many other diseases, other types of ailments in this world, and you feel helpless. Because I would like to take care of all of them or bring some kind of awareness to all of them. They all deserve it. But lung cancer seems to be something that we can take action on to prevent people from being diagnosed with it. A lot of people say that, oh, lung cancer, yeah, you're a smoker. You deserve it. I've heard that many times. Well, nobody deserves, smoker or not, nobody deserves to have any type of cancer. And I'll tell you, non-smokers account for 20,000 to 30,000 lung cancer diagnoses a year. It's not just a smoker's disease. It's not just a smoker's cancer. That's a stigma I'd like to erase from lung cancer, period. You know, over 224,000 people are diagnosed each year. And lung cancer claims more lives than breast, prostate, or colon cancers combined. And it accounts for 27% of all cancer deaths. Nearly 160,000 lives are lost a year because of lung cancer. 1 in 13 men and 1 in 16 women will develop lung cancer throughout their lives. The survival rate of lung cancer is very scary, about 16.6% lower than other leading cancers. The five-year survival rate is very scary. Over half of people that are diagnosed with lung cancer die within a year because they didn't detect it soon enough. Another percentage to throw out there is about 53.5% people will survive if they catch lung cancer at an early stage. And that's very difficult to do because the symptoms are similar to bronchitis or sinus infections. So people just put it off because that's all they think it is. That's what I thought it was. If my caretakers have not, if they were not as proactive as they had been, I probably wouldn't be sitting here today. The five-year survival rate is very scary. Over half of people that are diagnosed with lung cancer die within a year because they didn't detect it soon enough because of the symptoms are so close related to your, like I said, bronchitis and your sinus infections. So if there's a consistent cough that you have or you just don't feel right, trouble breathing, go in and request a chest x-ray, especially in the Midwest, especially in Iowa. Request a chest x-ray. That's the quickest way to determine if there's something in your lungs that could be more serious. If my doctor hadn't requested that right away, like I said, I probably would not be sitting here right now.
Thanks to Stephanie Langstrat for contributing to the program. For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.